In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, glory be to Jesus Christ. Who would we ever thought that we'd be doing something like this today? I remember when Lent began 40 days ago, or now, you know, when it began, I remember telling people at one church, oh, if somebody asks me for a blessing, I'll give it. Not realizing, maybe in the beginning, we all kind of thought this was being made too much of. But obviously, as this has kind of progressed, it's had a drastic impact on our lives. It's changed us. In some ways, hopefully it'll be for the better, but it's hard. It's hard right now. The gospel reading talks about the disciples approaching Jerusalem with Jesus, and they were afraid. They were afraid. And as we enter, about to approach Jerusalem this week, we approach it with a sense of, like, we don't know what's going to happen here. We can't say, okay, everything's going to be fine by May 15th, don't worry. We can say it's going to be fine by May 8th, don't worry. Oh, well, that I heard a chemist in one of our deanery meetings say, this won't be okay for another 2 years. And so you begin to think, well, how are we going to manage? I don't know if that means we will be doing this for 2 years, but it's just very hard to kind of make any sense about where we're going. And of course, it's understandable as we're being deprived of certain things we've taken for granted. For some people, their jobs, the fact that we can't hold the liturgy with the full church today, that we have to lock the doors. And I thank those who are able to join us in the live feed. This is the one time I can obviously say I thank God for the technology we have. I usually rail against the internet and all the problems it causes. But I would have to say I've used so much of the internet this week to communicate with my clergy, with our youth, and now with people today who are hopefully watching from home and watching this live stream. So with this anxiety and fear that the disciples have, we might be able to relate to them and understand what they're going through. But then we're also faced with the life of Mary of Egypt, who we celebrate this fifth Sunday of Lent, and this notion of peace. The Matins Gospel reading, I don't know, 3 or 4 times, this is the account of Thomas. Jesus said to the disciples, peace be unto you, peace be unto you, peace be unto you. So obviously this is an important thing. And Mary of Egypt, when she was finally allowed to go into the church, she receives the message from the Mother of God saying, cross the Jordan, you will find rest, you will find peace. Now, this kind of peace is not something that you get out of, like, enjoying a Diet Coke or a burger. You know, you're anxious for something, you're hungry, and you have some food, and you feel good. But this kind of peace, you have to understand, for Mary of Egypt, she just didn't cross into the desert, and she got instant peace. For 17 years, she fought, she struggled, she suffered. All those demons and all those, the memories of her previous life, she brought with her. And she had to do battle with those passions. And so for 17 years, she suffered. I don't know what, it was that peace that drove her to suffer. It was that peace that drove her to face these demons in her she hadn't dealt with all these years because of the life she lived. But yet, finally, after 17 years of struggling, it talks about her life saying a calm came upon her. A calm came upon her. So much so that she even preferred, after she mentioned Zosimus, she preferred living in the desert for a year and not going back. She found calm. Why didn't she just go back to the city and finish her life there? Yet she preferred it. It was chosen that she followed his calling to stay in the desert to pray, and then to receive the Eucharist once that one time. You know, and here we're all upset that we can't receive the Eucharist, and that's understandable. But we look at the life of St. Mary, and we see that she chose this life. She continued to stay in the desert because she did acquire this peace, and this peace could not be taken away from her. And so I guess for ourselves, when we deal with the reality of all these things now that are being taken away from us, that are taken for granted, well, we're going to get restless. Because those things filled a need in our life. They became kind of like, you know, well, yeah, I believe in God, but as long as I have my job and get my money's coming in, I have peace. You know, as a bishop now, as I see the churches being closed to the public and people may not be sending their donations in, well, Are we going to pay our bills? So everybody's worried and anxious about these things. And this is an opportunity. It's understandable that we're concerned. It's understandable that we're anxious. But this is an opportunity now for us to do the same battle as Mary of Egypt did, to know that God did not abandon her. He will not abandon us. And in this quest for peace, maybe what we have to do now is deal with these things in our heart that we thought were okay. But now that now certain things have been taken away from us, it is kind of like a test of our faith. It's a test to kind of see what are we gonna fill this void up with, whether it be our jobs, whether it be certain foods, whether it be being able to go out in the car and visit people that we just took for granted as being wonderful. So if we're not going to have that, if we're just going to be anxious, what are we going to replace? How are we going to conquer that anxiety? How are we going to conquer that restlessness? Well, by the grace of God, as I've said in my letters, and you probably heard other priests say this, is to turn our homes into little churches, to make them into little houses of prayer, and to find things to replace that anxiety. I told the kids last Thursday in our video meeting, I quoted Philippians chapter 4. I mean, if you're anxious, do not be anxious about anything, but make your supplications and requests be made known to God, and the peace of Christ, which passes all understanding, will guard your minds and hearts. So we need to turn our anxieties into intercessory prayer. We need to turn our fears into thinking that the one thing needful we need to pursue is having this life in Christ, and not thinking, if I don't have my job, I'm not going to make it. I think we're going to find out in a real way, you know, that God somehow will not abandon this peace people in this difficult time. And so I want to encourage all of you to use your homes and make them into bastions of prayer. Make them into places where you seek to acquire the peace of Christ. And understand, it's not like going to be like the kind of peace that satisfies you when you have a meal always. It's going to be a peace that may come with struggle because we have other things in our life that we want besides God. And now we're being faced with that reality. Now we're being faced with the fact that we don't have those things now. And so what are we going to do with this restlessness? So struggle, as another bishop told his flock, persevere in your faith. Persevere, don't give up. Keep on praying. Keep on reaching out to Christ. Turn to one another as a family. Intercede for one another. Pray for one another. Pray for the people in the healthcare industry that are having this enormous burden and task to care for those that are ill and sick. Pray for those who have come down with this disease, this horrendous disease that is taking lives. Pray for their family members. Let us lift up one another in prayer. Let us strive together as we journey towards Jerusalem, being aware of anxiety and our fear, being confident of the fact that if we turn to Christ, turn to him in prayer, he will honor our request for peace, just as he did Mary, Mother of Egypt, St. Mary of Egypt. And may we have her persevering faith in seeking that peace, because right now that's the only thing that matters, is to not let this peace that Christ wants to give us be taken away from us, and let us persevere to acquire that, even when we're dealing with the reality of these uncertain times. Amen.